Tell us, give us the 30,000 foot view. Where did Arduino come from, and what problem is it solving?
Well, it's interesting that it all got started. If you step back to how it all got started, a little lesser known guy named Hernando Barragan was a design student in Italy at an Italian design institute, and he was frustrated with the difficulty of being able to allow students to interact with the real world, you know, doing lighting or sound control or just sensing the real world. And he found, you know, that microcontrollers could do the job, but they were really difficult to work with. So he took on as part of his master's thesis, prototyping a board and some software. That's where it gets started. And he selected an Atmel chip that had an open tool chain so that he could compile the code. It was an 8-bit MCU microcontroller. And mm-hmm. he designed a few prototype boards with it. And then they used it in the classes and found it was wildly successful, because what he did also, he took this processing, this IDE, another open source creation of another mm-hmm. Professor, and he created his own abstraction layer called wiring. And this wiring layer was the thing that, you know, digital write to pin 10 high or low, analog read this voltage off pin 3. He abstracted away all the complexity of the deep, you know, heavy engineering side of it, and allowed these design institutes to start, students to start controlling and interacting with the real world with microcontrollers. He took away the complexity. And now, you know, it's being fully open source on the software side as well as the hardware. It makes programming of these real-time microcontrollers accessible to kids and adults alike. And there are, you know, more opportunities to do advanced software as well. So I think because it was open hardware, affordable, you know, and caught on, now it was picked up and used in like 3D printers, CNC machines, X-carve machines, robots, industrial automation. Like Aaron said, the real-time control is really the key of the microcontroller. And you mentioned that in 2009 you had Massimo Bonzi. He was one of Hernando's advisors at the time. And then there was an engineer, Gianluca, who had prototyped some of the early boards that Hernando designed, and a few others from education formed the team to make the Arduino products that's grown now into this very large community. So now, even though, you know, Arduino, the brand is big, Arduino compatible boards, because it's open hardware and software, are now that industry, and that community is even much larger than the Arduino manufactured boards themselves. And there are a lot of other software options too.